Hello, Saints. So today I want to bring a study called Lose Your Life, Gain the Holy Spirit. And I'll start in Luke 5, 36 to 39. And he spake also a parable unto them. No man putteth a piece of a new garment upon an old, if otherwise, then both the new maketh a rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new agreeth not with the old. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles, and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. No man also having drunk old wine straightway desireth new, for he saith, the old is better. So death to self, destruction of the old bottle, is an idea adopted by almost all professing Christians. But what does this really look like? And will the Holy Spirit really be given to those who haven't relinquished their whole life? The truth is, no. The Holy Spirit is given to those who obey Christ, destroy the old bottle, pick up their cross daily, and follow after Him. Luke 9, 23-24. And He said to them all, If any man will come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow Me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for My sake, the same shall save it. Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Notice he said, Repent, and be baptized before receiving the Holy Ghost there. So you have to repent and lose your life. Acts 5:32. And we are as witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey Him. If you willfully hold on to sin, yet desire to serve Christ, you cannot serve two masters. Matthew 6:24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and mammon. You must cleanse the inside of the cup, then the outside will be clean. Matthew 23:26. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. A common sin I see being held onto, and one sin I struggled with early on, is religious pride. People don't want to face the fact that they might not be born again, in a culture and society with so much fake Christianity telling them they are. That topic will require a whole nother teaching, as there are spirits that can fake the Holy Spirit yet leave you in sin, but this is a big pitfall to losing one's life early on. As I've seen in my life, you have to lose your preconceptions of God, the fake affirmation of being born again, the pride of knowing this false Christ for many years, in order to get to the foundational level that the actual Holy Spirit can build upon. Luke 6, 47-49. Whosoever cometh to Me and heareth My sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and digged deep, and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. One of the sayings you must hear and do, as it said in Luke 6, John 12, 24-26, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve Me, let him follow Me. And where I am, there shall also My servant be. If any man serve Me, him will My Father honor. So unless you die, you can't bring forth fruit. And dying involves losing everything, not just a little bit of your old life. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 11. For we which live are alway delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Lest there be one thing you lack, and you won't enter in. Mark 10:21. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me. When the Lord sees you're giving up your attachments to all things to serve him, he'll give you the Holy Spirit. It's a promise. Make sure you have the Holy Spirit of God, given at his will, to those who desire to live for the eternal kingdom in all of their ways. John 1, 12-13. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So that was my study on lose your life, gain the Holy Spirit. Not many people talk about it, but it is a requirement to obtain the Holy Spirit, obeying Jesus Christ. Hebrews 5:9, he made the way of eternal life for those who obey him. And that automatically means, John 3, ye must be born again. You need the Holy Spirit to make it into eternal life. And he gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. Acts 5. And one of those things we have to obey is losing our life, becoming that new bottle, so that we can get that new wine put into us. But a lot of professing Christians, a lot of people claiming Christianity, I know I did for many years of my life, 25 years, they claim Christ, they claim to be born again, they claim to have the Holy Spirit, yet they haven't dumped out their whole life. They haven't given everything to Christ. They're still holding on to some sin. They're still holding on to this present world. And they're under a false misconception, a false Christ that allows them to stay in their sin, heeding to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And they'll end up being tossed into the lake of fire because they'll reach the judgment seat and say, Lord, Lord, haven't we done all of these things in your name? And he'll say unto them, I never knew you. Because you have to be born of the Holy Spirit by the will of God, and he gives it to those who obey him, who are willing to lay down everything for Christ, who are willing to live for the kingdom to come. And this is really important, because when we lose our life in Satan's kingdom, kind of branching off on another topic, when we lose our life in Satan's kingdom, we're basically removing the foothold Satan has in our life. It's really important to lose your life, because if you hold on to sin, if you hold on to some of this world, Satan will have a foothold in your life. The Lord won't give you his Holy Spirit because he sees you still love your darkness, love your sin. And he'll be able to sift you like wheat. He'll be able to move you wherever he wants. I'm talking about Satan and the devils, the demons, because you're still holding on to your flesh. Everything's foggy. I talked about the fog of the flesh a little while back. You're still holding on to that. Things will be unclear in the Word of God. Things will be foggy. You won't see clearly. You have to let everything go. And if you don't know what that is, if your flesh is fogging you up, ask God, pray about it, fast about it, because he will show it to you if you ask him. He wants none to perish, but you really need to seek out the Lord and dig that thing out, whatever it is, because he won't give the Holy Spirit to those who still love darkness, still love sin, still want to hold on to this world, which is going to be burned up. You have to hold on to Christ with all that you are. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And consequently, we love our neighbor as ourselves when we do that. So I hope that blessed you today. I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are. And God be praised.